Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Orge. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Buddy Biancalana. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orge moves to third. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Orge scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball four. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana takes first base on ball four. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Gielen applying the tag. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing center field. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, four strike three. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salazar moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eorg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kittle moves to second. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Biancalana hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Biancalana reaches second base with a double. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Biancalana moves to third. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to home to get Biancalana. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Smith steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eorg who is chasing the ball. Salazar reaches third base with a triple. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and has Salazar trapped. Black throws to third, and Brett tags Salazar for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eorg is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Motley now playing right field. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 3 in the game. Nichols strikes out. Way then drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nichols out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Biancalana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Salazar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to third. One out. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salazar tags and scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Way then drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kittle out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy Law pinch runs for Tim Hewlett. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Law moves to third. Scott Fletcher pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen is walked intentionally. Joe DeSau pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Joe DeSau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to home to get Law. Fletcher moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Fletcher scores. Guillen moves to third. DeSau moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.